Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
All right, boys and girls, let's get this football year started. And we'll do it with Santana Dotson, as we have for, what, 50 years now? It's been a long time.
It has been a long run.
It's a nice run. It's a nice run, Bay.
Hey, so how is it that you're not on a Sunday football show with, like, Michael Strahan and all these guys? I look at the people that talk to me on those shows, and I think, our man is better than this.
Yeah. Michael Irvin?
Dotson could do this easily.
For sure.
Exactly. We're going to have to make a pitch, huh? We're going to have to make a pitch. We got to get somebody from the Packer Nation in on one of those telecasts, I think. I think you're right.
Do you have a sizzle reel, you know?
No, I don't have one.
Well, there you go.
That might be the problem.
You need one.
And there we have it.
Yeah.
Oh, there we go. Problem solved.
Well, maybe game show host, too. Strahan's hosting the $100,000 pyramid now. You could try that.
I don't know about that pyramid thing.
No.
You know what? I didn't really care for the show when it was out. This is my second run with the pyramid.
Yeah.
All those game shows. It's the second run through.
You wouldn't do the match game.
You know what? I liked the Family Feud when I was younger, though. So I guess, I'm kind of biased then.
Here's a Family Feud.
I watch it now. I watch the Family Feud. I think that's Steve Harvey.
Yeah.
Yeah, Harvey carries it.
Here's one. Name a state that reminds you of the Old West. Go ahead.
Wyoming.
No, I'm sorry. That's wrong. Rock?
Montana?
No, sorry, wrong.
Idaho?
No. Mexico. Mexico.
State, you say?
Oh. Yeah.
Not New Mexico.
That was the fast money, you know.
Money.
People are under pressure.
Yeah.
Mexico.
Steve Harvey fall over when they said that?
No, he didn't have time. It was fast money. All right. Enough of that silliness. What's going on in the world of Packer football, Santana Dotson?
Hey, it's training camp time. It's a good time to watch these young kids, see if they're able to make the team and create a lot of depth. Because, you know, I know folks get tired of the preseason and the games, but, you know, it's a good opportunity to see the guys that, especially if somebody gets injured, you know, whether it's the quarterback or any other position, you're only as good as your depth. So this is a good time to come out and watch the guys that are going to be strong backups and contribute to this team. And, I watched the first preseason game, and it looks like we got some good quality guys and some good rookies and first-year players.
Okay, so we've shaken off Dom Capers, and now we're going on to the Mike Pettine defense. Do you notice things that are done differently as a defensive player watching a preseason game? Can you see anything and go, oh, yeah, that's different?
Honestly, not really. But you know what? The first preseason game, I think all of the tackling is bad. So I would hope that it would get a lot better, because those Don Capers defenses were notorious for bad tackling. I do see more guys contributing as far as getting to the ball, not just the expectation of one person making the tackle or making the play. So it seems to be more of a rally defense, which is a good thing. Yeah, but it's still early. It's still early. So, you know, it's going to take a little time for them to gel. And like I said, it's just the first preseason game. So I look at their second and third one and really get ready to grade the defense as a whole. Right now we're still looking at individuals trying to make the team.
They didn't even have a tackle practice before that first preseason game.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
What? Yeah. See, and it showed. It showed.
It did.
See, I didn't know that tidbit, but looking at it, I'm like, ooh, these guys look a little rusty out there.
What would tackle practice be? I mean, they don't go through tackle drills anymore, do they, or do they?
Not so much, but, you know, you have what's called butt drills. And butt is just like kind of like butt or thud, as far as your thud practice, which means you go through the technique, but you're not taking the guy all the way down to the ground. So I don't have to physically, you know, and that's how you practice like a professional. You know? Maybe a high school or middle school, you have to actually tackle the kid to get him down, to get used to tackling. But in Groveville, professional sports, you should be able to butt or thud, have a nice thud drill. You know, I'm just forming the guy up and tackling, and I don't have to take him down to the ground.
What if you like a guy, he's got good speed and a good head for the game, but you just look at him and say, the guy's got to learn to hit harder. How would you even teach that anymore?
I don't know if you can teach somebody at this point to hit harder, can you?
Well, I don't know. Is it a time on a sled or with a dummy? Or?
And plus, this might not even be the time with the new rules. These guys don't even know how they can hit. You know, you can't even hit a guy anymore.
Yeah, you can't really even hit a guy, especially from the safety position. But you know what? To your point, they have been guys that may not have been the most efficient tacklers, and I do recall them really working before and after practice. You know, you have angle tackles, you got head-on tackles, and all those types of things. And I do recall them working on that. And a lot of times it's your safeties or your cornerbacks, because you might be a good corner guy or a good cover guy, but not just the best tackler. And you can work on that to make sure you can get a guy on the ground. That is true.
My son, they're working a lot on the gator tackle.
What's that? That's right.
That's more of a drag and roll type of thing than a hit through a guy, you know?
Exactly. And that's what we teach the kids at the park. You know, I've coached some little league, which is the fun part of coaching. But anyway, we teach them gator tackle. So they get all excited. You know, oh, tackle them like a gator. You got to wrap up and roll.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saves the head.
Sure. Exactly. Save the head. You want to save the head.
Let's keep the head out the action.
Right.
Sure. Well,
what about Aaron Rodgers? Did you hear what he was talking about when he called his receivers out last week? And then yesterday he talked again about that, saying, come on, everybody's tougher than this, right? Nobody's going to be offended if I call some players out. This is a professional atmosphere here. He said, you know, we're playing for a championship.
Yeah, and I think the fact that he said it in the media, I think that's the only surprising thing. What I hear about Aaron is he has high expectations at practice. And, you know, he came up behind Brett. He was on the scout team. So he takes that very seriously. And the fact that he's coming off an injury and working the scout team, his message to the guys is like, you know, you need to take this seriously. You know, it's basically a chart that tells you what route to run, but at the same time, I'm giving you the terminology that you're going to hear in the huddle when you switch sides and you're not on the scout team, but you're actually out there running plays for the Packers, and, you know, we're not getting full effort. So his message is a good message, especially to a young guy, that you never take a play off, and there's always time to prepare for game day. And a lot of times, you know, you get so wide-eyed and bushy-tailed and you're happy that you're in the quote-unquote NFL and you think you've made it, that you don't prepare the right way every time. And I think that was a good message by Aaron early in the year. You know, it's like there wasn't even a game, or it definitely wasn't a regular season game that they're preparing for, but he wants it all to be he wants you to prepare like you're getting ready for a game.
Well, yeah, because there's like two or three games into the year, they'll be saying, well, they're still working the bugs out of their, you know, offense.
That's
a lot
right.
of times, a lot
That's
of teams.
Right.
Yeah. Well, and
exactly. And you want to practice fast. And, you know, going back to the tackling thing, you know, you don't have to do a lot of tackling. You just have to make sure you're forming guys up. But at the same time, you want practices to go quick, fast, and be spirited, and not have to focus on a lot of do-overs and one guy going full speed and three other guys going half speed and another guy going two-thirds speed. You want everybody practicing quick and in a hurry.
That's I heard the difference between Petten and Capers is kind of that. The whole attitude at practice, Petten's much more high energy and rah-rah, fired up kind of guy compared to Capers. And apparently that's got having a good effect on the defense.
Definitely. You want a rah-rah coach, somebody to kind of get after you. And a lot of times it's accountability also. You know, I don't want to just put it on Capers, because after a while we kind of get stuck in our laurels. But you want a you want a defensive whole unit that's very accountable and can relate and rely on each other. So, you know, I know back when we played defense and we were one of the top defenses in the league just about every year I played for the Packers, but I know we were very intense and accountability was strong, meaning that if we were in practice again and there was something that was dropped or a breakdown in communication or a big play, we would run it again and again to make sure that your teammate knew that you had it covered, because guess what? You're going to see that play on Sunday for sure. So just being able to communicate and making sure everybody's on the same page is a big deal. Sometimes you need that breath of fresh air, a new defensive coordinator, a new coach, just to kind of get everybody refocused.
Offense works on timing a lot, right? But there's no timing factor in defense, right? I mean, communication replaces timing.
The only
timing,
thing you're really
it?
Timing defensively is a blitz, you know, because a lot of our blitzes are blitzes you'll see. You don't want to show them too early because all these quarterbacks are good enough to check and check out of it and get the ball away from it. So there's a lot of timing you're here on the defensive side of the ball when blitzes are coming from the secondary or from the second level, meaning the linebackers. A lot of that has to do with timing.
All right.
Well, we got
all
the
right.
Steelers.
Well, that was good.
Steelers Thursday night. Aaron Rodgers says he's going to play.
Yeah, series or quarter. Yeah,
let's just hope he doesn't get hurt.
Not too long, right?
No.
You know, I think he'll probably get a couple of series just to make sure. All the other starters, they're going to go to about the half or a full half of football. So, yeah, it'll be good for conditioning. And, you know, Aaron needs to get out there and throw the ball around a little bit. But, yeah, you'll probably look at him playing, I would think, about a dozen snaps.
And then that's going to be it for the preseason. Yeah. That's
plenty
fine.
Enough.
Fine
good,
with
good,
me.
Good, good, good.
Yep.
Get someone else, practice their roll to the right and throw out of bounds.
That's enough. That's yeah. Right.
All right, Santana. Great talking to you.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a good week. I'll talk to you next week.
All
you
right,
got it.
See you, dude.